Good morning, church. Well, it is Sunday once again, and we are ready. Let's stand as we open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again for the fact that we can come together to you in the house of the Lord, that it is a good thing to be excited to show up here, to sing praises to you, Lord. And that is what we're going to do here this morning. And Father, once again, we just ask that you would just meet us here like you do every single Sunday. That as we open up our mouths, sing out to you, that you would just meet us here with your Holy Spirit once again. That it would just be a quiet time, but also a powerful time as we worship you today in spirit and in truth. And this we pray now in Jesus' name. Amen. Special for me this morning, because earlier this week on Wednesday when we practiced, I told Joanne and Yuri, I said, I'm going to sing the first verse with you, because that's all I feel like I can do this week, for practice at least. And I was thinking within myself, I really hope I'm going to be able to make it on Sunday. I really am hoping on that. You know, it's kind of inconvenient, but I really hope. And so this was the while I was choosing the songs, I was sitting there saying, you know, God, I'm going to believe. I can't see the future, but I'm going to believe that as I'm sitting here coughing and hacking at the computer, that you are going to restore my voice to the point where I will be able to sing these songs on Sunday to give you glory. And he has done that. Let's sing this one more time. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He'll cleanse you and make you whole. Rise and be in the name of Jesus, let faith arise in your soul. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. He'll cleanse you and make you whole.
I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. To live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. To live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am. I am healed by the blood of my Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am healed by the blood of my Lord. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. To live and die no more. I am healed by the blood of my Savior. I am healed by the blood of the Lamb. I am healed, I am healed, I am healed. Yes, I am.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Serve Him, serve Him. Serve Him in the morning, serve Him in the noontime. Serve Him, serve Him, serve Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus says to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Love Him, love Him, love Him in the morning, love Him in the noontime. Love Him, love Him when the sun goes down. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus says to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Amen.
You believe those words?
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. He's my Counselor. He is the Prince of Peace, and He is Mighty God. He saves me, He keeps me, right, from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Praise His name.
Amen.
It's setting me free, this Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free, this very hour. It's down in my soul, it's making me whole. It's setting me free, 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 this Holy Ghost power. Power. It's setting me free. this very hour. It's down in my soul. It's making me whole. It's setting me free, free, free. This Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free. This Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free. This very hour. It's down in my soul. It's making me whole. It's setting me free, free, free. This Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. The Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems bring praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is He. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost, filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, let's continue singing.
Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Lift up the trumpet, let the anthems ring. Praises to our King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God. Great and mighty is He. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. Know ye not, you're the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. Filled with praise, filled with power, filled with glory. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. Yes, I am, yes, I am, I'm the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I am.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and filled the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word, and then pronounced them good. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky, there's not a plant or flower below but makes thy glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from thy throne, while all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care. And everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there.
Thank you, Lord.
And clouds arise and tempests blow by order from his throne. God is micromanaging everything to the smallest little detail of the ants that invade your house, right? To the weather that's outside. He governs our lives. He makes sure that we have a heartbeat at every single minute of the day. You think about, you know, multitasking the computers that we have nowadays, and they can do a whole lot. And with computers, we can accomplish even more. But there comes a point where we reach a limit and we go, I'm maxed out. I can't do anything more. But God doesn't have a limit. I sing the mighty power of God. But as truly as I live, shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. The glory, the glory, the glory. Truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. The glory, the glory, the glory of the Lord. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
It's a sweet little song, isn't it?
Yes.
In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. In times like these, you need the Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle, be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure, I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips a solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure, I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips a solid rock.
Thank you, Lord.
What do you think about that tempest on the screen there, huh? That kind of puts it into perspective, doesn't it? You know, when we're on the land, we can think about waves, and we go to the lake and we see some waves, but there are 100-foot waves out on the ocean. Can you imagine when the disciples were crossing Lake Galilee and they went across and suddenly Jesus came and Peter said, Lord, if it is you, call me. And Jesus said, come. And we think, oh, Peter, you know, what's the big deal? I mean, you saw some waves. So you saw 6-foot waves. But what if he saw something like this coming at him? And he said, Lord, save me. And what did Jesus say? Peter, why did you doubt? But it's also good when you're out on the ocean and there is no land. You got to throw down an anchor. And your anchor's got to hook onto something on the bottom. And if it hooks onto sand, it'll sit and slide and slide and slide all day long. But once you get a nice big rock, your boat will move around a little bit, but it will hang on to that. And in times like these, we do need an anchor.
Soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in thee, Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears.
You ever have one of those days where you purpose in your heart to have a good day, to start off the day right? And you say, I will bless the Lord at all times. And His praise this day is going to continually be in my mouth. And Satan says, okay, we'll see how far that goes. And he throws something at you. And you go, oh, my soul shall make her boast in Thee, Lord. Right? And you're sitting there struggling through it. But to be humble and to say, you know, God, right now I'm sitting here struggling with this. I can't get through this. I just can't get through this. It seems insurmountable. I want to praise You. I want to do this. But Lord, help me, right? We all have that every single day.
You are the one on earth.
go. You are my shield, O God. My life I yield, O God. For you will ever be my all in all. You are my strength, O God. You are my strength, O God. You are my help, O God. You are the one on whom I call. You are my shield, O God. My life I yield, O God. For you will ever be my all in all. As long as I walk, let me walk. close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. This world of toils and snares. If I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but Thee, dear Lord, none but Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely home, to Thy kingdom shore, to Thy shore. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Thank you, Lord.
Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. This is our desire, Lord, to have a closer walk with Thee. This is our delight. Our delight is in the law of the Lord, and in your law shall we meditate day and night. That we may be like trees planted by the rivers of water that will bring forth fruit in its season. Our leaf won't wither, and anything we will do shall prosper. And Lord, we thank You and we praise You today. And we want to ask You again today to fill us with the knowledge of Thy will, in all wisdom, spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, and be fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthen with all might according to Your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Giving thanks unto the Father who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, by whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And Lord, we thank You and praise You for what You've done in our lives. How You brought us out of the darkness into Your marvelous light. How You set us up with princes, with the princes of Your people. And we want to thank You and praise You today for everything that You've done. And also we want to declare, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither has entered the heart of man what God has prepared, and the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. O Lord, we're looking forward every hour of the day, every day of the week. We're looking forward that the things that You have in store for us. But also, Lord, we don't want to be selfish. What You've done in us, We want to share with the world. We want to be witnesses of what the Lord our God has done and what He has done for us, He can do for them. And we want to bless You and thank You today, O Lord, for giving us that opportunity to reach out to those who are perishing, those who are lost. And we give You all the praise, the glory, and the honor today, O Lord. Thank You, Father. We want to praise You with our whole heart and show forth Your marvelous works. We want to be glad and rejoice in Thee and sing praises unto Thy name, O Thou Most High. Hallelujah. That's our delight. That's our desire of our hearts, to show forth Your marvelous works. And we want to thank You today for a glorious day and a day of victory. Thank You for moving in the midst of us mightily today, Lord. Thank You for changes. Thank You for broken spirits and a broken and contrite hearts, we pray today. Thank You, Lord, that we're not going to leave the same as we came. And we want to thank You and praise You, Father. We ask You to anoint the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Give him the freedom to preach, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Thank You, Lord, that he knows that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father, for touching him in a mighty way. Thank You for touching everyone that gives a testimony today. And let Your name be glorified also with the testimonies. And let it be victory all the way, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank You, Heavenly Father. Thank You, Lord, for being also our provider, for being Jehovah Jireh, the God that shall supply all our needs. Oh, the God that never fails. Oh, hallelujah. The God that orders our steps and establishes our goings. And we want to thank You and praise You today. Oh, Lord, out of what You have given us, we want today to give to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God shall supply all our needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The more we give, the more is going to come back to us. Oh, the more we give, the more we'll be blessed. And we want to thank You and praise You, Heavenly Father. Not our will, but Thy will be done, we pray today, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we want to give You all the praise. We want to give You all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We're having a very special occasion right now. And if you have your Bibles handy, I would like for you to turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 3. And we would begin in verse number 8. That's 1 Timothy 3, 8. Likewise, must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery out of faith and a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must the wise be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children in their own house as well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well, purchased to themselves a good degree, and great boldness in a faith is in Christ Jesus. Now for many years, I felt that we only had male deacons. And then as I began to read the Bible, I found this scripture here a number of years ago, which is from Romans chapter 16, and it begins with verse number 1, that's Romans 16, 1. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea. Now the word here is diaconis, which is a female title of a deacon. And then Paul says this, that you receive her in the Lord as become saints, and that you assist her in whatsoever business that she had need of you. For she has been a succorer of many, or a comforter of many, and of myself also. Now, a lot of people say that Paul did not like women. That's not true. But he simply had here a sister. There are other places where you find that he had, for example, in verse number 6, he said, "Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us." And here's a letter to Rome. He said, "I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchrea." In 1985, as my wife and I were coming back from Tulsa, Oklahoma, on an airplane, and I was talking to the Lord about what I was going to do, he told me this: start another church. And you heard me say this, I did not want to start another church. I fussed with him, and I asked him, what is the name going to be of the church? He said, Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. That's how the name came. And I understand now that it means that this is where people are resurrected. This is where we have shipwrecked people. People have simply crashed in their life. They come in here, and this is where they are rebuilt by the Holy Spirit. Around 1991, 92, in that area, and I'll be a little bit vague because I don't know exactly, I had four people walk in on a Wednesday night, and they were from a singers group at another church. And I sat down with them after the service and showed them a few things in the Bible. Well, of these four people that came in that year, two has gone to be with the Lord, one decided to backslide, and one decided to marry Sotiris Christo. And we had a wedding in our church. Sister Duran has served us well for many years. And when she came to this church, she was a broken woman. abused wife over the years. And she had just given away her car. And there's a number of things I can tell about this woman. And she has served in many different capacities. There's been ups and downs. But there's one thing she has had, and that is two things. She has been faithful, and she has very easy to forgive. Now, that's a gift, to be able to forgive when you are wrong and when somebody wrongs you. I don't know if you remember that, but about 5 years ago or so, I believe it was a number of years, she got some kind of an eczema, and her legs were inflamed from her feet and way up over the knees. And she had all kind of oil, and in those days she didn't smell that great. She smelled, you know, olive tree, not olive tree, but tea tree oil, I think it was, and other things. And she was always come in, and she was a mess. But she never lost her joy. And she said, someday I am going to be healed. And it took 3 years, 4 years, I don't remember how long, but it was a long time. And then suddenly, God healed that disease. This summer, to you that are listening to us and watching us, she came down with colon cancer. And a lot of people thought, well, that's the end of Joanne Christo. No, it was not the end of Joanne Christo. She was, God healed her. She had a surgery, no chemotherapy, no other things. And she's healed and got a clean bill of health. So we've been watching Sister Joanne for many years. She visits people at the hospital. She has been cooking food for people that are sick. She takes people to appointments and so on. And she's also part of a deliverance team. She's always cheerful, and very seldom have I heard her irritated when I call her. Maybe something if I wake her up too early in the morning, but otherwise she's always smiling. So the board of directors, we had a meeting about a week or 2 weeks ago, and it was decided to appoint Joanne Christo as our another deaconess in this church. We already got one, Sister Lois. I had Sister Rita here on the organ, and Jesus took her home. So we want to replace, we can't really replace, but have another female deaconess. So at this time, I'm going to ask Sister Joanne, if you come up, and your husband, he's our elder, and Brother Thomas, and we're going to be praying and anointing and ordaining her today as a deaconess. Let's kneel on this side here. Would you stand with us as we are going to pray for Sister Joanne right now? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for Joanne Christo that came to us some 20 years ago. And Father God, she's been a great sister to the Lord, a true friend, always ready to help, and she's ministered to many people. And right now, by the power of the Word of God, we ordain this woman right now as a deaconess to hold this office that was set up 1,900 years ago. We are simply saying, we are seeing what God is doing, and we are simply recognizing the hand of God upon our sister Joanne. Thank you that you healed her legs, Father God, years ago. Thank you that you healed the cancer and took that away. And thank you, Father God, right now, for healing any other ailment. And Father God, to rejuvenate her body. Let the whole body just be filled with your glory from the top of head to the soles of your feet. And we thank you for giving her many years of service in this church and with her husband, Lord. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and praise you for the privilege for my wife to be the deaconess. And Lord, it's an honor. It's wonderful. It's precious. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the reward of them that diligently seek you. And we want to thank you and praise you, O Lord, for mighty victory. And I pray, O Lord, that you use my wife and myself, use us in a mighty way, O Lord. We pray that your name be glorified, that your name be magnified and be lifted up, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and be able to make a difference in this world, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and pray this in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen.
Father God, I want to agree with these two prayers, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for blessing Joanne. We thank you, Father, for giving her the desires of her heart. We know heavy on her heart is her children, so we lift them up to you and grandchildren. And we thank you, Father, that you would be with her as she holds this office, Lord. Give her wisdom. Give her guidance. Give her judgment. And give her joy. And we thank you for all these things, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Let's help her up. I'm sure that people like to see you, so come on up here. Okay, you want to say a word here quickly?
I just want to thank the Lord, and I ask him for humbleness and unconditional love all my days. And I pray that I can do what I'm expected to do. I think I've already been doing a lot of it. But I just thank you, Lord.
Let's stand and sing this song, His Name is Wonderful. Like, can we do that?
Good morning. We're going to take time for testimonies, so, and announcements. I just was informed. Okay. So I think we'll take announcements first.
You know, little Isaac, he's with me at practice and so forth, and I think at times it's hard for him to figure out when we're having practice and when we're not. To him, it's the same whether he goes up or not. We can make the screen live. We're going to do something a little bit different here this morning. Many times I go up and I hold a book, and I thought, we have this screen available to us now, so I can hold up the book, but I could also show it to you on that screen and have your eyes drawn to that. You know that we sell a book called Deceived on Purpose by Warren Smith. It talks about the New Age implications of the purpose-driven life. He also has written another book called Reinventing Jesus Christ, the New Gospel. And it's basically about how the New Age redefines Jesus Christ into what they want him to be. He becomes their form of a savior, not the biblical one. And then he also wrote a book called The Light That Was Dark. And this is his biography of how he, what his experiences were, and how he got involved in the New Age, and a lot of what his experiences were. And we were privileged to have him come and speak to us here last month on the 8th and the 9th. And we have now put it together in a album. It's on CD, cassette, and MP3. Just want to let you know. the first night, if you remember, he came and he shared his testimony. He shared out of the book. He didn't read out of it, but since he wrote the book, he shared out of it and how he got involved and so forth. And he also mixed in a little bit of teaching with that to show the deviousness of the New Age and how it's just kind of been pulled in a little bit and mixed in with Christianity and basically inoculated a lot of Christians to the point where they don't even see it anymore. They don't have the discernment to say, this is bad. There's a spider that I believe it lives in North Africa, and it's very dangerous because what happens is when you fall asleep at night, it crawls up on your face and it bites you. But in its bite is a painkiller. So it proceeds to, you know, have its meal, and when you wake up, you have a hole, you know, a little gouge in your skin, sometimes, you know, a large one. And you never felt it because, you know, you got inoculated. And this is kind of, I think, where a lot of Christians are at. They say, yeah, the New Age is bad, but they don't realize a lot of times that the New Age is already in their church and they're already promoting it. And this is what he was talking about in his personal testimony and teaching. And then on the second day, he talked about signs of the end times of what would happen before Jesus comes back and what we're seeing, what the Bible predicted, what we're seeing right now. So it was very interesting. If you weren't able to be here in person and hear it, this is something you might want to pick up. We're selling, again, it's going to be on cassette, CD, and MP3. And both the cassette and CD are $12, and the MP3 is $7. Next, I want to show you Transformations. We showed this this documentary some time ago. I want to say 2 months ago in the church. And I probably saw this back in, oh, the year 2000 sometime. And it radically changed my outlook on life. Now, Pastor John has been going through a series called Back to the Book of Acts. And we've been looking at how it was in those days and why those days don't necessarily have to be over. The same things that that happened in the book of Acts, the good things, the healings, the power, the miracles, the moving of the Holy Spirit, the transformations of large groups of people at once, doesn't have to be limited to just that time, but it can be for today also. And that's what this DVD talks about. It looks at, you know, the communities in, I believe it's Colombia. There's one in California here. There's one in Africa. Can't remember all of them, but it just goes in. It looks at the communities, what they were like before, and what happened after essentially what it was is you had a lot of Christians that got together and prayed first, and they don't always say how long the prayer took. Sometimes it was years, but when God came in and moved and did something, witchcraft was broken, crime went down, jails were closed. Jails actually became churches. They shut jails down in one city entirely just because they didn't have any more people to put in jail. The community had been that totally transformed. And so Also, the exciting thing was in one city, they were talking about, if you remember, these plants of biblical proportion. Do you remember seeing that carrot as big as your forearm? I mean, as thick as that? And, you know, we can grow that today, but it's genetically modified. But God did it naturally, in poor soil, with no fertilizer. They didn't change anything. All they did was they changed their lives, and God blessed them in many different ways. So, excellent DVD. We wholeheartedly recommend it. It's $22. Then, we're introducing a new book. It's called Out of India, and it's by Carol Matriciana. Now, she was, I believe she was born in India, and she lived a certain amount of years over there and was able to see firsthand, not from a tourist point of view, but in real life, how people lived and the effects of paganism in their life and how they were cursed and how they followed these gurus and how you had Hinduism and yoga, meditation, and mixing all this together. And so she eventually moved back to England, got gloriously saved, then God opened up her eyes, and she began to see how these glorified gurus were coming over and saying, hey, this is my program on audio or on video. Come and buy this. And they were charging exorbitant prices. But they were promising, they're basically promising everything that the New Age promises, because this is what she brings out. She says, Hinduism is nothing really more than the New Age disguise. You call it by a different name. And so, if you know the film house Jeremiah Films, there's many good films that have been put out by them over the years. She was one of the co-founders of that. And so she decided to write a book and basically just go over, not like in depth, but to give you enough material to chew on to prove a point, and then she just moves on. And so the book is very easy reading. It flows very nicely. At least it did for me. There are books that are just full of facts. This is not one of those. She's also woven in her personal testimony of life experiences with the different people in her lives and how God was moving and so forth. So it's an excellent book. Totally recommend it. $13. And all of these are going to be available in our bookstore. The last book is called The Long Road Home, and this is by Pablo Yoder. Now, I couldn't figure out why he called himself Pablo when he was born in Virginia, but evidently his name was Paul, and he has since this time adopted his Spanish name and gone by that. His story basically is kind of one of a prodigal son. And the book kind of starts off, it's in kind of an unconventional way. He kind of tells you where he's at in his life right now. Then he tells you how he got off the track, and then he starts in on his story. And so The Long Road Home is about, his family was a Mennonite missionary family that with some other families decided to just uproot, sell all that they basically had, pack it in a little bit of a crate, take some suitcases, the crate would go down by ship, and transplant themselves in Costa Rica. And they had no knowledge of Spanish whatsoever. For the parents, I imagine that this was difficult. I was just imagining what Katerina would be saying when you showed up and it's pouring rain and you have no house to live in, so you have to share a house now with another family. And there's about 20 people combined for one or two bedrooms. There's not enough dishes. There's no running water. And whatever electricity you have is supplied by a generator that sometimes will start and sometimes doesn't. So they had a bit of a difficult life. And his is one of, his story, it moves rather rapidly. And you can see that he had a loving family, and he just goes in and he shares his life experiences of that. And this is back from about 1964, and I just thought it was kind of refreshing because that is the simple life sometimes that I totally yearn for that he describes, the simple life of, well, I guess it was 50 years ago here, you know, where you would leave your home unlocked. You could trust your neighbors and, I don't know, times of morality were much, much different. But the title of his book is The Long Road Home. And the reason he titled it was is he allowed bitterness and other things to creep into his heart. And as a result of that, he got angry at his parents, at authority, at God, and he just kind of moved away. And then eventually, God brought him back. And so it's an inspiring story. I'll take you a little bit of time to read. It's kind of a thick book. And it is also $13. So those are the four items that we have for today. I don't anticipate, we don't release too many items here in this church. And what we do release, we are selective. And so when we do release something, we can simply say we have our stamp of approval on this. It is a good, good thing. You won't waste your time.
Okay. Any testimonies? We're going to take time for two. Okay, Monica.
Well, praise God. I read a Bible verse this week that was speaking so much to me, and hopefully it will speak a lot to a lot of other people too. This is from 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. And it reads, and we know that the sons of God is come, that the Son of God is come, and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Lois. So I have a testimony to give you today. It isn't my personal testimony, although I'm part of it, but a very small part of it. But it is a great testimony and involves my niece, my grandniece. She's my sister's granddaughter, Christy. Christy was born beautiful baby, towhead, big blue eyes, just a beautiful girl. And to my nephew, Rob. My nephew is the one I witnessed to so strongly that has found a way to sidestep all of the things I told him and fill it in with secular humanism. But that's all going to change now. Christy was, her mother was an alcoholic on drugs and caused Rob to divorce her. But unfortunately, she kept Christy. And Christy, from the time she was 2 years old till she was five, was exposed to some terrible things. And her mother had several boyfriends that chased Christy and tried to molest her, things like this. When she was five, apparently one of them was after her. She got away and ran away at 2 a.m. The police found her running down the street in nothing but her underpanties and took her into custody, and then contacted Rob, and he took custody of her. Rob wasn't a Christian, but he was a good man and a hard-working man, so he did a good job taking care of her that way, physically. But she'd been so damaged emotionally. So my sister led her to the Lord a few years ago, and she tried to follow the Lord, but she kept going back to her old ways, and finally ended up not being very angry, couldn't work, spent most of her time sleeping, and she had another baby in the meantime that out of wedlock, and my sister had taken her in and kept her till the baby was old enough so she could go to work again. So all of these things were going on, In the meantime, we were all praying for her, and I kept telling my sister she needs deliverance. Then she could hold her salvation. She just needs deliverance. And although I wanted to help her in this way, my sister didn't feel that she wanted her to go through that. So she was kind of holding me away. Anyway, she did get her into Teen Challenge through some friends of hers that are involved with Teen Challenge. And you know, that is an organization David Wilkerson started. And it was for teens then. Now it's for anybody, any age. And so she got her in there at Yuba City, and she wasn't allowed to contact anybody on the outside for 6 weeks. And then she called my sister and told her that she had recommitted her life to the Lord, and she was very happy there, and she was really going to go all the way with the Lord. Last week she called her again, and this some time had passed, and told her that she had had misgivings, that Satan had really been giving her a bad time, that she just couldn't take it anymore, and she was going to leave. And this is, she had made up her mind, but she hadn't told anybody. So she was working with a woman, setting up some things for a program, when a cabinet came away from the wall, either a large cabinet or bookcase, and came right down on over them, and Christy reached her arm out to stop it. Of course, it was too heavy. It crushed her hand against the wall. Her hand swelled up 3 times its size and bleeding all over the place. And she just stood there and stared at it. And the woman immediately started praying for her. And as she prayed, Christy watched her hand get healed with a creative miracle. And she saw the swelling go down and the cuts close, and her hand was back to normal in seconds. And she said, then God spoke to me. And she was so happy because she said, God talked to me like she was nobody. I'm sorry, but I get emotional with this. Anyway, she said, God said to her, Christina, I love you, and I want to do more healing in you. Please don't leave. Stay where you are. I'm going to do much healing inside of you where you really need it. And she said, now, nothing can separate me from God. And I just praise God, because now this little girl is going to lead her daddy to the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, Pastor John. Come on up and handle that birthday. Whose is it? Ekaterina? Okay. Surprise, surprise. It's your birthday.
Tomorrow.
So. Okay. Happy birthday. I think she was expecting that today. Okay.
Well, praise God. We have birthdays. That means we are alive and on this side of the grass. Amen. Now, I've got a... I'm too far out. Too far out. So let me get in. I don't want to be too far out. Is that better? Not better? Why don't you come on up and adjust me? So let me just talk when he is adjusting me here. There was a time when I almost changed diapers on this guy. Now he's adjusting me. Thank you. Hey. I want to share a testimony with you that is really astonishing. And we received, we will get a picture up here on the screen eventually. And I received a letter, a card, about maybe 2 weeks ago. And it says this, "Hello, John and Ina. I'm sure you're surprised to see us. I have always had in my heart to tell you thank you for everything you blessed us with. We all still love the Lord with all our hearts, thanks to you. We've had an amazing trip through life, but blessed every step of the way." And then, so I called this couple up, and the name is Bob and Malina, kosher. Of all names, it's a kosher family. And so she sent back a little email I'd like to share that with you. Now, they came to us about 89, 90, in that area. And they were in early 20s. Their marriage was in the rocks. They had 3 children, very tiny children at that time. And they went through deliverance. And I went to their house probably for about maybe 20 weeks. I went to the house once a week, and we had Bible study because they had no one to take care of the children. So I said, well, I'll come, put the children to bed. And so that's what we did, and then God moved them on to Oregon. But let me read this to you here right now, just a short testimony. This is from Marlena. "Yes, you can share a picture with your church. No problem. You may also share this with them. Through the affairs, drugs, alcohol, smoking cocaine, hitting one another, oh yeah, the porn, verbal abuse, and let's not forget the biggie, twins outside of marriage." These 2 girls you see there were twins born out of wedlock. "God was faithful to hold our hands, and we both of us seeking Him. He answered all our prayers and turned our lives around and gave us an amazing testimony. It's funny how when you are not trusting God, you think everything is about you. You think everything your partner does that hurts you is deliberately aimed against you. Not so when you truly love the Lord, you learn to have more mercy and understanding that all sin is against God. We just feel hurt in our flesh. When He shows you all sins are against Him. You learn to love in another way. It's like a love that's so unexplainable. It can only be understood through getting to know Jesus more. It's a huge leap when you quit living under the 'I can do it all' to the 'Lord, help me with it all' life. It is never easy to be with someone you love, not even your own family, I've learned. Every relationship needs to be looked at with love and mercy. I used to get angered because I thought God wasn't listening to me when I prayed for years for my husband to change. But now that I look back, it was me that needed a change and keep my eyes on the Lord. And before I knew it, in perfect timing, the Lord swooped in and changed our lives and the situation we were in. Funny how His timing was always better than mine. Did that make sense? It takes time to change lives. It took Bob and I, 10 long years suffering to let it all go and to have the Lord start leading our lives. But man, oh man, what an amazing peace is to know that God tells us where to go, what to do, when to do it. It's a kind of a better idea since He can see. Always bringing up the past and looking back, you may turn into a pillar of salt. It always hurts the wounds. Keeping our eyes on the future and God, we have found to be the best. If God takes you to it, He can walk you through it. We have all been thankful to your church. Maybe not thankful enough at the time, but now we look back. And thank God we crossed paths with you and Ina. your words of wisdom and God's touch on your tongue was a blessing to us and has never been forgotten. Bob and I have not been together for 22 years. He still sends me flowers, get me cards, and take me on dates at romantic getaways. We pray together, and this is why I feel we have to stay together. A couple that prays together, they stay together. People always ask us if we were recently married. We always laugh and tell them it wasn't always this way. They have a hard time believing us. Our friends always say they wish their marriage were like ours. I always tell them it can be, with God all things are possible, but they say their hearts have a hard time forgiving the pain their partners have caused them. Been there, done that, and what a testimony God has, given us new hearts and love for one another. So if they complain their husband has a bad habit, I always say, wow, only one? I give them the list of what we used to do, and it shuts them up really fast. Funny how people always want to complain about the small things in their lives and not focus on the wonderful thing God is doing in their lives. May God open the floodgates of joy and understanding to your church. We will pray for you and the couples that are having hardships in our marriages. Let them know that the grass is not green on the other side. It may be a different color, but the weeds are always out there, trying to choke and kill the grass. The grooming, seeding, trimming, and watering is all still very real. If you don't do it, it will die. Maintenance is always needed for grass, cars, and all the materialistic things of the world. How much more is needed for your marriage and the ones you love? And this is from Melina Kosher. They live right now outside Reno. And this is where God placed them. Their son Trevor is in the background. And the girl in the black, she is just got married and married a pastor's son. They are active in the church. And the other one, she's going to be some in the medical field. She's going to college. And Trevor is a computer guy. That's what he likes to do. So as you see that family, you know, they were just three squalling babies, diapers on, jumping up and down, screaming, you know, when I was there. And you look at them now, husband and wife and three children, because of God's power, are today successful, walking with the Lord, and that is resurrection of the dead. So praise God. So thank you for having that picture up. Let's have our prayer time right now. So let's come up and pray. Sister Joanne, our newest deaconess, I'll let you stay next here to Sister Lois. We have you here, and by the charge, you want to be down there okay today. I'm going to ask Brother Thomas if you come and lead us in a prayer first.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for that testimony of that family. And it's beautiful to see what God does, what you do. And we thank you, Father, for letting us be a part of your ministry here on the earth, Lord. In other words, we're the workers in your field. So we thank you for that. And Lord, I'm recalling the price of fuel at $4.85 or somewhere thereabouts not too long ago, and we started praying for you to reduce the price of oil And I heard this morning that it's at $37 a barrel. So we want to praise your name for that, Lord. We know that through prayer, things can change worldwide. So we thank you for that. And Lord, I read the newspaper this morning where it talked about many countries around the world that are wealthy are buying land in other countries for food and for control of farming. So, Lord, we just thank you that you will keep that in your hands. And we thank you, Father, that the food market around the world will be there to feed the hungry and not for control. We know what your word says, and we know that in a certain time that you're going to allow things to happen that will bring more power for the enemy. But we thank you, Father, that you hold back that time, that we continue, we can have the opportunity to continue to give the gospel. Help us all to remember that that is the main focus on the earth, to give the gospel and not to get caught up in the material wealth, Lord, or this, that, or the other. But we need to continually draw our focus back to your focus. So we thank you for strength to do that, Lord. We know it's difficult. The lust of the world, the desire to do this or have that or go here or do that is always pulling at us. So we thank you, Father, for keeping us with a sound mind to walk in your ways. We thank you, Father, for this rain this week. The projection is for one solid week of rain, and we need that water, Lord. So like it says in your word, to give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, Lord. So we thank you for that rain. We thank you, Father, that there's going to be lots of it. And we praise your name for that. We thank you, Father, that you handle these things and that we can rest in that, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for filling up our reservoirs so that there's water for our crops and we're not concerned for the boating, but we are concerned for the crops. We thank you, Father, that instead of going to the lake on Sunday, people will be coming to your house.
Yes.
And we thank you, Father, that there doesn't have to be tragedies to draw them to your house. But they will come because you moved. So we thank you for all things, Lord. We thank you for our blessings. The year 2008 is coming to a close. And we want to be on record as saying we were thankful. So thank you, Father, for what you did for us in this year. And we thank you, Father, that we can look to next year knowing that your word says, never have you seen the righteous forsaking nor his seed begging for bread. And we can know that you have provision for us. And that you have already mapped it out for us. And we know that what you've planned for us is better than our plans. So we thank you for guiding us through on your plan. And we just praise your name. We give you thanks in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated.